The first four games of the series have had their ups and downs with a pair of wins for each team. What twist is in store tonight? Coming up next, it's game five of the six-game series between the Visalia Rawhide and the San Jose Giants. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com, live from Excite Ballpark in San Jose. Joe Gonzalez with you on this Saturday night, and both teams had an opportunity with the lead yesterday. San Jose got on the board first. They took a 3-0 lead after the first three innings. However, Visalia would tie it up in the top of the sixth inning. And a good performance yesterday from starting pitcher Esmerlin Vinicio. He went four hitless innings before Visalia finally tallied their first hit. It was a Ruben Santana double that would end the no-no, and he would eventually come on to score two batters later. Visalia would score in three straight innings, the fifth, the sixth, and the seventh, including Visalia's first lead of the night. In the top of the seventh inning, Jefferson Pena would score off of an E5 from the third baseman Elian Rayo. However, in the bottom half of the frame, it'd be San Jose tacking on three runs, including a two-run home run from Cesar Quintas, the new home run later for the San Jose Giants team. And final score in last night's ballgame, San Jose defeats Visalia 6-4. Other notable stat lines yesterday, Nate Savino, his longest outing of the year. Three innings of work, gives up two hits and three runs, only one of those earned. And then Eric Dominguez made his single-A debut. He looked good through four, or looked good through three, before he gave up the two-run home run with just two outs. Dominguez officially goes down five innings of work, five hits, three earned runs, and now it's a 5.40 ERA. What's up, side? And when we come back, we'll take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard and the California League standings. It's game five of the six-game series between the Visalia Rawhide and San Jose Giants. It's coming up next right here at VisaliaRawhide.com.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ballgame with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Let's go! Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month. No, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here at VisaliaRawhide.com. We take a look at the California League standings for the first time tonight. Visalia currently a two-game lead over the Rancho Cucamonga Quake. They are 12-7. However, the teams right below them all are 10-9 at the moment, with Rancho the hottest team right now in the South. They've won six straight games. Meanwhile, in the North, the San Jose Giants, they're the first team to win 50 games here in 2024 in the North and in the South. They're 13-6 in the second half. Meanwhile, in second, the Fresno Grizzlies, they're 7-12. It's the same thing, same story as in the South, 7-12 for teams second through fourth. It's a six-game gap between the Fresno Grizzlies and the San Jose Giants. We're getting ready to step aside, and when we come back, we'll have first pitch from Excite Ballpark. Game five of the six-game series is on tap. Hope you enjoy the game, everybody. Coming up next.
Truck.
remain before the All-Star break, and it's a crucial time in the California League season between the hottest two teams in the California League. It's a single-A affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks, the Visalia Rawhide, and the single-A affiliate of the San Francisco Giants, San Jose Giants. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com. Joey Gonzalez with you here on this Saturday night, and let's dive into the starting lineups for the first time tonight for Visalia. Leading things off will be the DH, Yancel Luis. He'll be followed by the shortstop, number 8, Christopher Turin. Dimitri Crisantes will remain over at second base, batting third. Meanwhile, the Rawhide cleanup batter will be Kenny Castillo. Angel Ortiz will man right field. He'll bat fifth. Ruben Santana will bat sixth after his two-hit performance yesterday. Modifi Marte will bat seven. Anderson Rojas will play center field for the second straight game as Drew Jones is out for the rest of the week. And then lastly, in left field is Jefferson Pena. Dylan Carmouche is on the mound, and we are ready to play baseball here at Excite Ballpark. First pitch on the way, and in there for a strike, 0-1. Dylan Carmouche's pitch to Yancel Luis is inside for a ball, and the count is now 1-1. First pitch of the game brought to you by Golden Valley Painting, painting the corners with ease since 2002. For all your painting needs, call Juan Moya at 559-740-0311. First pitch officially goes down at 5 p.m., 83-degree afternoon here, 10-mile-per-hour winds, as winds continue to blow from right to left throughout this series. Carmouche holds the chest, the 1-2 pitch on the way, a breaking ball fouled off to the left side, and the count will remain 1-2. Yesterday, San Jose defeating Visalia, final score 6-4, capturing their second win of the series. Visalia won games 2 and 3. San Jose's won the first and the fourth game. So 1 ball, 2 strikes, no outs. Yancel Luis will get ready for the pitch from Carmouche. Here's his delivery. It's grounded off to the left side and foul. Visalia will finish off the series tomorrow night at 5 p.m. before reaching the four-day break. And the Rawhide will return home to Valley Strong Ballpark on Friday, July 19th, for a three-game set against Inland Empire. His ball popped up on the right side of the infield. The first baseman, Jack Payton, is underneath it. He'll make the grab, and there's one down here in the inning. We'll go through today's starting pitcher, Dylan Carmouche, the former Tulane Green Wave. Drafted in the 15th round of last year's MLB draft. Currently on the year 7-1 with a 2.96 ERA, making his 15th start of the season. And that pitch is outside for ball 1-0. Carmouche's pitch on the way, and that one is downstairs for a ball. Going through the rest of his numbers here this season, 76 innings of work with 74 strikeouts and 35 walks. 2 balls, no strikes, 1 away. Here's a pitch to Turin, and I'll take that one in there for a strike. It's now 2-1. Talk about the win so far for Dylan Carmouche. It leads this San Jose team with 7. Shane Rodemaker has 6. That's the next closest player to him. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. Yesterday's starting pitcher, Vinicio, 5 wins on the season. He's 5-0. 2-2 pitch on the way. Turin out in front of that. He'll swing and miss, and he'll be retired for the second out of the inning. And it's Carmouche's first strikeout of the ballgame. 2 quick outs here will bring up Dimitri Crisantes to the plate. Visalia is sporting the road gray uniforms on this Saturday night. Gray tops with Visalia across the chest in red. And the pitch to Crisantes is downstairs for a ball, 1-0. Red numbers in the back. The red trim along the side. Black belts today to match the black caps with the Rawhide V in the front. 1-0 a two-way. The pitch to Crisantes is inside for ball 2-0. The offer San Jose will go through their uniform in a moment. 2-0 pitch on the way. That one's in there for a strike, 2-1. It's Marvel's superhero night. So they're wearing the Marvel identity top for this ball game. 2-1 pitch to Crisantes is upstairs for ball 3-1. The black top with San Jose across the chest. Black pinstripes with the Super Gigante in the bottom left corner of the uniform. White pants with the trim along the side. Black belt or Black Sox should say. That one's lifted into left field. And Dimitri Crisantes gives Visalia their first hit of the ballgame. And he continues to find ways to spray hits all throughout the field, not just left or right. He can put it on the infield as well. And this time drops in front of the left fielder, Lisbel Diaz, for Visalia's first hit of the ballgame. First of the game brought to you by Rosa Brothers Milk Company. With Rosa Brothers, every sip is special. Moo! So a two-way brings up Kenny Castillo to the plate. He was batting 292. Two home runs and 38 RBIs. One of those two home runs came on Tuesday night on a home run against Major League rehabber Robbie Ray. Pitching there for a strike, 0-1. San Jose wore these uniforms in last night's ball game for their Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night, and they kept the superhero theme for today's ball game with the first 1,000 fans getting a Captain America bobblehead. 0-1 with two-way. Carmush will look at first. Croissant is a late read, but he's able to get back to first base safely. Second disengagement there. Only once this year have we seen a violation for three failed pickoff attempts. And the pitch to Castillo swung on and missed 0-2. Going back to the home run for Kenny Castillo on Tuesday night. It was one of two home runs hit against Robbie Ray. It was Kenny Castillo. One batter later, Drew Jones, a solo home run out to left field. No balls, two strikes, two-way. Carmush glances at first before his pitch, and Kenny Castillo will rip that one into left center field. Crisantes will round second base. He'll think about three. Here comes the throw. It's cut off. Crisantes will slide feet first into third base, and Visalia has runners on the corners with two down. Crisantes starting to prove to be one of the speedier guys on this Rawhide team. A ball that wasn't necessarily belted hard. It went out past Ramon Peralta over at shortstop. And Lisbel Diaz, once he scooped it up, Crisantes had a very large stride going into second base, which was a crucial part to get him over to third. So, and now you got Angel Ortiz stepping up to the plate, who bats a 265 on the season. He gets a piece of that one, grounds it to the right side. First baseman will have to come in. And Carmush was in the way, and Angel Ortiz is going to step on first. And it's an RBI single that will score Dimitri Crisantes. Visalia 1-0 here in the top of the first inning. Ortiz didn't necessarily get out of the box quickly. He thought it'd be a routine ground ball, or if anything, maybe a foul ball. And he decides to still run it out. Exactly why you do so right there. The first baseman, Jack Payton, was slow getting off first base. And Dylan Carmush, who was applying the coverage at first, just kind of got in the way. Payton kind of shoved him, but by then it was too late. And score is now 1-0 with runners on first and second. Here's the pitch, swung on and missed, and the count is now 0-1. Three straight hits from Visalia after Carmush sat down the first two batters to begin the ballgame. Here's the pitch outside to Santana go around. He does, and the count is now 0-2. Now that first to third from Crisantes proves that much more crucial. It's a small little details that if Visalia wants to win the second half, they got to do, and they've done it early in this ballgame. 0-2, a two-way. Visalia leads 1-0. Here's the pitch, and Ruben jammed up on the throw. That one will be grounded over to short. Underhand toss to second base in time, and the inning will come to a conclusion, but not before Visalia gets on the board for the first time tonight. Three hits, one run, no errors, and two runners left on base. Visalia 1, San Jose 0. We'll see Wilken Prades on the mound for the first time tonight. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen. one of only 20 hospitals in California and one of two in the Valley to receive the distinction. How did they do it? Their caregivers go the extra mile for their patients. Kaweah Health, one of America's top 100 hospitals.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Let's go! A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on the legendary Tacoma. Check out the powerful Tundra or lease a Tacoma double cab 4x4 for as low as $369 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball, moving to the bottom of the first inning where we'll see the San Jose offense and Wilkin Prates for the first time tonight. First pitch on the way is outside for ball one, 1-0. It'll be Lispel Diaz to lead things off. We'll go through the rest of the order here in just a moment. Prates with the agreement with Kenny Castillo behind the plate. Swung on and missed. And the count is now 1-1. Diaz enters the ball game batting .241. With two home runs and 11 RBIs so far in 2024. Prates will get ready for the 1-1 pitch. That one is outside for ball two, 2-1. Diaz, Schlichter, Zaccone, 1, 2, and 3 do up here in the bottom half of the first inning. Here's a pitch from Prates, and that one swung on, missed. A nice breaking ball, and the count will now move to 2-2. Prates comes in 6-2, 180. The 20-year-old southpaw out of San Cristobal, Dominican Republic. 2-2, no outs. Diaz gets ready for the deal from Prates. Kenny will set up on the inside corner, and this ball is grounded to the right side. Torino will charge in with his momentum going towards first base. He'll make the throw in time for out number one. One out, and it brings up Luke Schlichter to the plate. We'll go through San Jose's batting order. Luke Schlichter bats at the two spot. Charlie Zaccone will bat third. Jack Payton, the first baseman, will bat four. Cesar Quintas, the right fielder, will bat five. Giancarlo Cio, six. Ramon Peralta, the shortstop, will bat seven. Eliano Arroyo will get a day off from the field. He'll be the DH, batting at eight. And then Estelin Cassiani, the center fielder, will bat nine. Pitch on the way, goes in there for a strike, and the count is now 0-1. Starting lineup is brought to you by Anthem. Anthem would like to remind you that Live Health Online lets you visit a doctor through video chat on your computer, tablet, or smartphone. When you need to see a doctor late at night or can't make it to the doctor's office, Live Health Online can help at no cost to Anthem MedCal members. Pitch from Prates goes in the dirt for ball one, 1-1. The pitch to Schlichter on the way, grounded to the right side. Crisanta's a diving effort. It slides right underneath his chest. And it is a one-out knock for the catcher and a runner on base here in the bottom of the first. Have you been in a collision? Don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus's Body Shop. Their priority is you. Good old-fashioned service is what they're about. Give them a call today at 559-625-3636 or visit them online at GusBodyShopVisalia.com. Charlie Zaccone will step up to the plate for the first time tonight. Guy batting .328, a home run, and 30 RBI so far on the season. Prates' pitch on the way is inside for ball one, 1-0. Talk about that, 30 RBIs from Zaccone. It's the second most behind Cesar Quintas, who has 38. 1-0 pitch on the way, and that one's in there for a strike, so the count is now 1-1. Charlie Zaccone had a hot start to the week. Did not play in yesterday's ball game. It's been Zaccone and Yancel Luis who have been kind of the storyline offensive players so far here in this week at Excite Ballpark. Pitch foul off to the right side. Zaccone will step out and regrip the batting gloves after the second pitch foul ball. Zaccone's .328 batting average is the highest by any San Jose player. Jack Payton bats .320. That one's ripped into right field. Down the line, it's going to be pulled far right and out of play. Both Jack Payton and Charlie Zaccone, they're the only two players batting above the 300 mark here this season for San Jose. Saley already put together three hits in the top half of the first inning. Meanwhile, San Jose, they put together one off of the single from Luke Schlicker, who stands at first base. Back-to-back foul pitches here from Zaccone. It's been Wilkin Prates. He's targeted the bottom of the zone in the last three pitches. Here's the deal. Half swing, grounded to the left side. Backing up is Santana. He's going to have to throw it hard, but the throw is not in time. And that little retreat was enough to get Zaccone on base. Shows off the speed there, beats it down the line. It's the second hit of the inning. Back-to-back hits here for San Jose. Puts Schlicker at second, Zaccone at first. And that was a play that if Santana charges in, it bounces over his head. So his only option is to go backwards and try to get out of the glove quickly. He had a good transition from glove to hand on the throw, but Zaccone sprints down the first baseline and third to first, one of the farthest throws on the diamond. So now you got Jack Payton stepping up to the plate. The guy just mentioned batting at 320. 320, no home runs and three RBIs so far on the season. Wilkin Prates is a predominantly strike thrower. That does open himself up to more hits as that pitch is outside for a ball. The count is now 2-0. Already 49 hits for Prates here in 2024 through 39 and two-thirds innings of work. That's three less than he had in 52 games, or 46 innings, excuse me, last year in the Arizona Complex League. And pitches outside for ball three, 3-0. Three balls, no strikes, one away. Jack Payton looking to load the bases right here. The glance at second base. Hold at the belt. Here's the pitch. And that one's in the middle for strike number one. Kenny dropped it for a moment, but not enough to advance anybody into scoring position. The ball just dropped straight down, and the count's now 3-1. Three balls and a strike with one away. Saley has a chance to turn two, which they have done very well throughout this series. 79 entering the day. Saley yesterday did not turn one, and now Prates' pitch. That one's in there for a strike 3-2. A large jump by both Schlicker and Zaccone on the base paths, but both of them decided to retreat backwards. A chance for a double steal there, and instead the count is 3-2 with one away. A payoff pitch here. Prates looks at second base. Here's his pitch from the stretch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. And it's Wilkins' first strikeout of the ballgame. And strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Guillen. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. Allstate, you're in good hands. So that brings up Cesar Quintas to the plate. 233. Seven home runs, 38 RBI so far on the year. Now get ready for the first pitch from Prates, who continues to look back at second before his first pitch. That one inside for ball one, 1-0. Not the best outing of the season for Prates in his ball game last week against Rancho. Last Friday night, 4 2/3 innings of work. He gave up 12 hits in that ball game. Here's the pitch. And that one is just a bit low for a ball, and the count is now 2-0. A 10-0 loss for Visalia, their most recent shutout loss. Prates, 12 hits, 10 earned runs. That pitch is upstairs for a ball, 3-0. One strikeout and one walk, so not necessarily the walking batters has been the issue. It's not a guy who's going to walk a whole lot of batters. He's going to leave it in the zone, and that's exactly what Rancho took advantage of last week. There was only one batter in the order in that ball game last Friday night that did not get a hit. It was Alexander Albuertas for the Quakes, who went 0-for-4. Sean McClain, who was hitless prior entering that game, he had a 4-for-4 night. The bottom of the Rancho order combined for seven hits. Swing and a miss on a ball in the dirt. And the count is out 3-2. So Brady's today looking to avoid that kind of a start today. 10 runs on either side in his last two starts. He gave up 10 last week against Rancho. His previous outing, Visalia defeated Inland Empire, final score 14-4. 3-2. The pitch on the inside corner, ball four called. And Quintas will draw the first walk of the ball game and bring up Giancarlo Cio to the plate. Walk brought to you by JP Electric and Solar, by Visalia's number one electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com. And T-Mark has seen enough from Brady from the start of this ball game, and he's going to make his way out to the mound trying to keep this a 1-0 game. Mound visit brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, reminding that a good therapist is like a great coach, and sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, now open in Visalia. So you got Luke Schlicker, who had the one-out single in the left. Charlie Zaccone with the single to third. And now the walk from Cesar Quintas. And Giancarlo Cio will face off against Prades for the first time tonight as T-Mark will make his way back to the Rawhide dugout. Visalia housed on the left side. Meanwhile, for San Jose, they're housed on the right. Another decent-sized crowd on hand here in San Jose. Bases loaded here for Woken Prades. Giancarlo Cio batting 211 on the season with three home runs, 26 RBIs. First pitch on the way. Wanted to swing for a moment, but it goes in the dirt for a ball, and the count is down 1-0. Nobody being held on the base paths. If anything, the closest defender would be Torin playing over at shortstop. 1-0 with two down. Here's the pitch from Prades. Grounded to the right side. Backhand by Crisantes. Toss to first base in time. And the inning will come to a conclusion. And Wilkin Prades is able to work out of a bases-loaded jam to get us through one inning of work here at Excite Ballpark in San Jose. Two hits, no runs, no errors, three runners left on base at the end of one. Visalia 1, San Jose 0. You listen to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Attention Central Valley residents. Are you in need of top-quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Bowles Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Bowles Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Bowles Comfort way.
There are only three things a man really loves: his truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot. Make that five things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop, located in Visalia at 715 East Essequia. They are a third-generation, family-owned body shop, have great customer service and free estimates. You'll have your truck or your wife's car back to pre-collision condition in no time. And listen up, this is important. In the state of California, you have the right to choose the body shop you want to repair your vehicle. Gus understands how overwhelming the process can be. He'll help you with the insurance claim, the car rental, and even picks up and drops off your car. Now that's good old-fashioned customer service. Don't fuss. Call Gus at 625-3636. That's right, 625-3636. Gus's Body Shop, where your satisfaction is our reputation.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Modifi Marte will lead things off. It'll be Marte, Rojas, Pena. 7, 8, and 9 due up here in the top half of the second inning. Pitch to Modifi way out in front. And the count is now 0-2. Modifi batting 230, two home runs, and 25 RBIs. Also tonight's beer batter, so plenty of fans very vocal here early in the ball game. 0-2 pitch on the way. Ground ball to the left side. A diving effort by the third baseman, Zaccone. And it's going to sneak into outfield off of the hop. And Visalia has a runner on first here in the top half of the second inning. So go down as a hit. It'll be Visalia's third of the ball game. And bring up Anderson Rojas to the plate for the first time. Starting defense for San Jose, Luke Schlicker behind the plate. Jack Payton over at first. Tarcutlo Cios at second. Ramon Peralta at short. Meanwhile, the third baseman, Charlie Zaccone. Pickoff attempt at first. Not a very big lead by Marte. Meanwhile, left field, Lispel Diaz. Center is Estonlin Cassiani. And then lastly, in right, Cesar Quintas. And Rojas on a line over to short. The grab will be made by Peralta, one down here in the frame. Brings up Jefferson Pena to the plate. Rojas barrels it up, but not enough to get out of the infield. And Jefferson Pena so far on the season batting .223, two home runs and 20 RBIs so far on the season. Here's the deal, and that one's in the dirt for ball one, 1-0. Odifi not a very large lead over at first. Is that move to home plate? A little misleading here. Carmouche's pitch on the way. And that one's in there for a strike, and the count is now 1-1. Talking more about Dylan Carmouche, a former national champion back in 2021 with the Mississippi State Bulldogs. Logged 7 1/3 innings of work during his time in Mississippi State. Pena will lift this one into left field, retreating backwards is Diaz. About 5 steps in front of the warning track, he'll make the grab for out number 2. And he'll send this back to the top of the Rawhide order in the form of Yancel Loaiz. 11 strikeouts during his time in Mississippi State in 2021 before he decided to move over to the American Athletic Conference in 2022, his sophomore campaign, where he earned first-team All-American Athletic Conference honors. And now pickoff attempt at first. The ball will be dropped, and Marte will be stuck in a rundown here. And he'll be tagged out. Marte had chances to get over to second base or get back to safe, back to first safely. And instead, nothing will happen out of it, and Modifi will be caught stealing to end inning number 2. One hit, no runs, no errors, and nobody left on base. Right at the bottom of the second inning, Visalia 1, San Jose 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball, VisaliaRawhide.com.
Attention Central Valley residents. Are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Bowes Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Bounce Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Bounce Comfort way.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's abm1.com.
Uno de los 20 hospitales en California y uno de los 2 en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Korea Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric.
Welcome back to San Jose. We move into the bottom of the second inning. First pitch swing, grounded to short. Perrin, a long crossbody throw to first. And a long stretch for Modifi Marte. Unable to keep the right toe on the bag. He barely slides off. And Ramon Peralta will get his San Jose's third hit of the ball game. A long run there for Torin. And a nice throw. But Modifi stretched as far as he could onto the splits, and the right foot just barely leaves the bag. The San Jose three hits in the ball game now. Ramon Peralta on first. Wilkin Prady's hold to the belt, and now this ball's grounded off to the left side. The count is 0-1. All singles this season brought to you by Gus's Body Shop, located in Visalia. Been in a collision, give them a call today at 559-625-3636. San Jose here in the bottom of the second inning trying to put more traffic together. This one's up the middle and just past Tureen's glove. Rounding second will hold up there as Peralta and Alejandro Rayo gets a hit through the middle infield. Runners on first and second to begin the frame. We talked about how many double plays Visalia has turned. That 79 that leads the California League. And for a split moment, it looked like opportunity number 80 of the season. And just out of reach, too hard of a hit ball for Torin. And now a force out at any base as it brings up Estanlin Cassiani to the plate. A guy who's batting 217 with no home runs and 12 RBI so far in 2024. Talking a little bit more about Wilkin Prady's, the five-pitch arsenal, the fastball, the sinker, changeup, slider, and cutter are the pitch combinations for the Rawhide Southpaw. That pitch is outside for strike number one. Visalia and even three right-handed starters, three lefties, Casey Anderson, Daniel Nunez, and Denny Lerondo. The first three starters of the week, all right-handers. Slow grounder back to the mound. Prades will spin and throw to first. And there's now one down here in the inning as we go back to the top of the order for Lisbeth Diaz. Daniel Nunez, who had the start in the on the Wednesday game, Visalia defeated San Jose 3-0. And then Denny Lerondo had the start on Thursday night in a ball game where the Rawhide defeated San Jose 9-3. Nate Savino, the former Virginia Cavalier, was on the mound yesterday. Prady's today. And then finally tomorrow night, it'll be Adonis Perez. That pitch is inside for a ball, and the count is now 1-0. Two runners in scoring position here for Diaz. Last time out, he grounded out. Here's the pitch. That one's perfectly placed. And the count is now 1-1 with one away. Wilkin Prady's in the month of June. 3-0 with a 6.58 ERA. Here's his deal. Ground ball to the left side. Santana will charge in. Throw to first base. Will be in time. No throw home. Interesting decision there. It ties the ball game up 1-1. It looked like there had a chance for the out if Ruben Santana guns home. But Visalia wanted to go for the guaranteed out at first base. And now it's a 1-1 ball game here as it brings up Luke Schlieger to the plate. Pitch on the way, and that one is in there for a strike 0-1. We got Elian Rayo over at second still. With Luke Schlieger behind in the count, 0-1 with two way. That pitch outside, throw down to second base. Tureen has a leap up to make sure that one doesn't sneak into outfield. Count now 1-1. Luke Schlieger. Last time we saw him was on Thursday night in the ball game where he was 1-for-4. Solo home run and a walk. Here's a pitch from Paredes. That one's fouled off to the left side. Jefferson Pena will come charging over, and he'll run out of room as it's fouled up onto the concourse. Back-to-back games with a home run for San Jose. A home run in yesterday's ball game. Schlieger's solo home run on Thursday night. Back-to-back games of the hit. The first two games, homerless for San Jose. Brady's pitch upstairs, ball two, 2-2. Luke Schlieger, 2-for-7 in the series. Hades gets ready for the deal. 2-2 pitch on the way. Breaking ball fouled backwards. Kenny Castillo unable to hold on to that one. Luke Schlager's lone other hit besides the solo home run, a single in his first at bat on Tuesday night in a ball game where he would finish 1-for-3. 2-2, two down, grounded to the right side and foul. The team's four hits here in this ball game. San Jose tacking on a pair here in the bottom of the second inning. Schlager looking for RBI number 19 of the season and giving San Jose their first lead of the night. 2-2, a two down. Prades left the bases loaded in the top half for the first. He's trying to leave another runner on base right here. Here's his pitch. This one's fouled off to the left side. Jefferson Pena once again will give it a look, but it is fouled out of play. Brady's originally started off his season with two appearances in the Arizona Complex League, where he had back-to-back wins before being called up to Visalia on May 14th. Made his debut against Lake Elsinore on May 18th. This ball's ripped into right field. Coming over is Angel Ortiz to scoop it up. Ball will be thrown off to the cutoff man, Modifi Marte. And tap dancing on home plate is Elion Rayo. And just like that, San Jose has their first lead of the night. They lead 2-1 here in the top half of the bottom half of the second. Charlie Zaccone now will step up to the plate. As you go through the Rawhide starting defense, Kenny Castillo behind the plate. Meanwhile, at first, Modifi Marte. Second baseman, Dimitro Crisantis. Pitch from Paredes is downstairs for ball 1-1-0. Meanwhile, shortstop, Christopher Torin. Ruben Santana joins him on the left side of the infield. Then in left, Jefferson Pena. Anderson Rojas in center. And then lastly, Angel Ortiz in right field. 1-0 pitch once again, trying to pull that one down the right field line. And instead, the count is 1-1 with 2-8. Charlie Zaccone, another player who had the day off yesterday, 2-for-4 on a Thursday night in a ballgame where he had two singles and a run. One ball, one strike, 2-8. Last time out, he ripped the ball down the right field line. The pitch to Zaccone, grounded to the right side, and Modifi will field that one out of play. The count is now 1-2. For the first two games, Zaccone, five hits, including a pair of doubles on Wednesday afternoon, and a three-hit day, all three singles on Tuesday night. One ball, two strikes, 2-2. Paredes looks at first, holds at the belt. Here's his pitch home, and that one is in the dirt for ball 2-2. Jack Payton awaits on deck here for San Jose. Zaccone, the sixth batter here of this inning. 2-2 with two down. Here's the pitch. Ground ball to the right side, and it's out of reach for Dimitro Crisantis. It is scooped up by Ortiz. Here comes a throw to third, and the tag is in time. What a throw by the right fielder, Angel Ortiz, and the inning will come to a conclusion. San Jose, however, has their first lead of the night. They lead Visalia 2-1. We're through two here at Excite Ballpark in San Jose. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit at 43024.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Angel Ortiz's second assist of the inning. He's able to get Prades through the second inning of work. And now we go back to the top of the Rawhide order here in inning number three. San Jose 2, Visalia 1. Here's a pitch from Dylan Carmouche to Yancel Luis. And that one is upstairs for a ball 2-2-1. Yancel Luis a 1-for-5 day yesterday, with a single and a stolen base. Always a big swing and miss there, and the count is now 2-2. Always 9 hits already here in the series. And Always will ground this one foul to the left side. Through the first two games, Luis is already up to 8 hits, including a 4-hit day on a Wednesday. 2 balls, 2 strikes, no outs. Carmouche disagrees with the first pitch set up by Schlicker. He'll agree to this one. And Luis, a swing and a miss. He'll be tagged out, and it'll be the first out of the inning. Second time today, Luis has sat down, and it brings up Christopher Torin to the plate. Carmouche, 2 strikeouts in the ballgame, and it brings up Christopher Torin to the plate. Green 1-for-5 yesterday, combined 3-for-15 in the series. He takes that one inside for ball 1-1-0. Green a single, should say Thursday night. Outside of that, a pair of ground outs and 2 flyouts. 1-1 pitch on the way to Torin. He gets a piece of that one and fouls it off to the left side, 1-2. We're talking about Carmouche in his last inning of work. Mentioned some of his notable collegiate numbers and awards. We'll talk a little bit more about what he did at Tulane. 1-2 pitch to Torin's for one on and miss. Second time today he struck out, and back-to-back punch-outs here for Carmouche in the top half of the third inning. Ranked second on the team with 5 wins in 2022. 87 strikeouts through 90 and a third innings of work. That led the team. That pitch is on the way in there for strike 0-1. Another reason for that, he was the only pitcher in all the AAC that pitched in every weekend game in 2022. And now Crisantes will lift this one into center field. Castellani will charge in, but in the end, that'll be the right fielder, Cesar Quintas, who will come in to make the grab. And Visalia goes down in order, 3 up, 3 down in the top half of the third inning. Bottom three we go here in San Jose. Giants lead Visalia 2-1. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
3 things a man really loves: his truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot. Make that 5 things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop, located in Visalia, 715 East Essequia. They are a third-generation, family-owned body shop, have great customer service and free estimates. You'll have your truck or your wife's car back to pre-collision condition in no time.
And listen up, this is important. In the state of California, you have the right to choose the body shop you want to repair your vehicle. Gus understands how overwhelming the process can be. He'll help you with the insurance claim, the car rental, and even picks up and drops off your car. Now that's good old-fashioned customer service. Don't fuss. Call Gus at 625-3636. That's right, 625-3636. Gus's Body Shop, where your satisfaction is our reputation.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit at 43024.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Moving to the top, bottom of the third inning, should say. Jack Payton, Cesar Quintas, Carlos Cio, 4-5 and 6 to up. Wilkin Paredes remains on the mound. Here's his pitch. That one swung on and missed. And the count is now 0-1. Wilkin Paredes. Scoreless in inning number one. That's been a theme throughout the year. He's not giving up an earned run in the first. Swing and a miss here. The count is now 0-2. It's been the innings afterwards. 7 runs in the second, 7 in the third, 6 in the fourth. Get the picture so on, 7 in the fifth. Longest out of the season so far for Paredes this year. 6 2/3 on June 22nd against Lake Elsinore at home. 0-2 pitch on the way. That one's ripped to the left side, and Ruben Santana with a pick at third. They're out of first base in time. And a real nice snag by the Diamondbacks' 10th-ranked prospect, Santana, at third base. With that, I bring up Cesar Quintas to the play. They call it the hot corner for a reason. And Ruben Santana stays cool as can be on the pick at third base. Screamer to the left side of the infield. And now you got Quintas, who was 3-for-3 yesterday, stepping up to the plate. Here's the pitch from Paredes. That one's bounced in for ball one, 1-0. Last time Quintas stepped up to the plate, he walked on a full count. Quintas 6-for-13 in the series. The 1-0 pitch on the way, grounded to the right side. Modigfi will watch that one trail to the right and out of play for strike number one. Quintas yesterday, the 2-run home run. That would ultimately be the dagger in yesterday's ball game, giving San Jose the 6-4 win. And just rode the momentum off of Jack Payton's RBI single that ended up tying up the ball game 4-4. This pitch fouled off to the left side, and the count is now 1-2. Cesar Quintas' home run yesterday, 7th of the season, now leads the San Jose club. Here's a pitch from Paredes. Fouls that one back to the left side. One other player with closer home runs, Guillermo Williamson with 6. We saw him earlier in the week. 1-2, 1 away. Here's a pitch from Paredes. And that one's once again fouled backwards. So get ready for the 6th pitch of the at-bat on a 1-2 count. Just trying to make this a little bit difficult of an at-bat here for Paredes, who the minimum he's faced has been 6 innings in the first 2. Swing and a miss for Quintas on an outside pitch. He'll be struck out, and it'll be Paredes' second strikeout of the ballgame. Strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Guillen. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. So with that, I'll bring up Giancarlo Cio to the plate, who last time out he grounded over to second base. Here's the kick and the fire. Breaking ball will sail over the head of Cio. He's able to duck out of the way of that pitch, and the count is now 1-0. Cio 0-for-2 on Thursday. That's the last time we saw him. He's so far 1-for-6 in the series. 1-0 deal on the way from Paredes, and that one's fouled backwards, and the count is now 1-1. Today, game number 85 of the season out of 131. Visalia currently leads the Southern Division 12-7 is a record, a two-game gap over the second through fourth spot. And now this ball grounded to the right side for a base hit. It is CO's first of the ball game. And a two-out base runner will bring up Ramon Peralta to the plate. Inland Empire has found themselves on a two-game winning streak. It's a team who is kind of creeping around right now. It could be a little dangerous team at the end of the first half. Not necessarily something that you expected to be in a playoff hunt for the second place spot, but here we are. A two-out deal on the way from Paredes downstairs for ball one, 1-0. It was an Inland Empire club who clinched the second half last year in the South. 1-0 two-way. It was Rancho and Inland Empire who made the playoffs last year in the South. Here's a 1-0 pitch on the way. That one is outside for a ball, 2-0. Visalia looking to return to the postseason for the first time since 2019. Lake Elsinore punched their ticket after they won the first half. It's been 2 years since they've last made the playoffs. And now this pitch is fouled backwards for strike number one. Peralta yesterday 1-for-4 with a single. He's 2-for-10 so far here in the series. Visalia, in order to clinch the postseason, they needed their need to win. This one's sent into center field. Anderson Rojas will have to turn the shoulder. He'll retreat backwards. He'll make the grab. We'll go through a little bit more playoff scenarios when we come back. One hit, no runs, no errors, and a runner left on base. We're through three here at Excite Ballpark in San Jose. Giants lead Visalia 2-1. You listen to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24. Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand. So hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota. Let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Ends 4/30/24.
Kenny Castillo will get ready to step up to the plate for Visalia. 4, 5, and 6 due up. Castillo, Ortiz, Santana. Kenny yesterday an 0-for-4 day as Rawhide DH, including pair of strikeouts, just 1-for-12 so far in the series. Enter the week batting above 300. Since then has dropped off to 295. Still a pretty nice batting average. 292 entering the day. That's the fifth highest batting average in the California League. One of two Rawhide players who are top 10 in batting average. Yancel Luis is the other, batting 283. That's seventh best. 0-2 pitch on the way from Carmouche, and Castillo out in front of that one. Swings and misses. That'll be a dead ball here as Kenny Castillo after the backswing. Toss the bat to the side and push the ball off to the right side. So it'll be a strikeout for Carmouche, his fourth of the ball game. And now bring up Angel Ortiz to the plate. Go down as strikeout and batter's interference here. First time I've seen that one. Kenny Castillo just dropping the bat. And the bat just kind of rolls into the ball. as a result, Castillo is out, and it brings up Angel Ortiz to the plate. Dee Garner will get his explanation here, and he'll make his way back to the third base coach's box. So Angel Ortiz will step up to the plate, an RBI single. Upcoming pitch on the way. And this one's popped up on the infield and will land out of play for strike number one. I believe that's the first Rawhide batter interference call of the season. Can't think of another one through 84 games. And now Ortiz, a chopper over to second, retreating backwards into the outfield. Graciasio, and that's the second time today where we've seen an infielder retreat backwards and lead to a base runner. Last time we saw Santana do it, Zaccone reached. And now on this occasion, I think Seal maybe thought he had a little bit more time. He did have to retreat fairly far backwards. And that ball skipped in there, so it'll go down as a Rawhide hit. It'll be Visalia's fifth of the night. And Angel Ortiz now has two unconventional singles here in this ball game. Pitch on the way. That one's outside for ball one, 1-0. Last time out, he had the little ground ball to first that Jack Payton ended up not getting to the first base bag in time. And this time, a ground ball over to second, he's able to beat out. 1-0 with one away. The pitch to Santana is low for a ball. It's now 2-0. Ruben, yesterday, a pretty nice day. A 2-for-4 ball game with a double, a single, and a run. He also had an RBI as well. 2-0 pitch on the way from Carmouche, and that one's in there for a strike. The count is now 2-1. Urban Santana breaking up the no-hitter yesterday in the fifth. 2-1 pickoff attempt at first. And diving back in safely is Angel Ortiz. A multi-hit game from Santana in yesterday. His first since June 21st in a ball game where he was 2-for-7 against Lake Elsinore. He'll send that one into right field. And the right fielder, Quintas, will make the grab. Angel Ortiz was over three quarters of the way to second before he realized he had to go back over to first base.
It's tonight's beer batter.
Santana off the very far edge of the bat. Quintas having enough to keep that one in play. The wind has kind of shifted a little bit more from left to a little bit more inward, so another reason why that one stays in the yard. Pickoff attempt at first, and Ortiz is able to dive back in safely. Modifi's last at bat, a single. He would eventually be caught stealing. Lance at first before the deal. This one's lifted into left center field. Charging in is Cassiani. Three guys will meet, but in the end, it will be Lispel Diaz who will charge in from left field to make the grab, and the inning will come to a conclusion. One hit, no runs, no errors. One runner left on base. We're through 3.5 at Excite Ballpark in San Jose. Giants lead the Rawhide 2-1. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at MycelliaRawhide.com.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cahuilla Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Cahuilla Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad. Cahuilla Health, más que medicina, vida.
Cahuilla Health, más que medicina, vida.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, Visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run. Teixeira's making it happen.
Elian Rayo will lead things off here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Rayo, Cassiani, and Diaz. 8-9-1 do up. Coming a pitch on the way from Paredes. That one's bounced in for ball one. 1-0. San Jose leads this ball game thanks to a two-run bottom half of the second inning. They've had a base runner in every inning so far. That's currently out hitting Visalius 7-5. Combined 12 hits in this ball game. Both teams playing errorless baseball at the moment. And now a swing and a miss will make the count 2-1. Elian Rayo yesterday 0-2. In a ball game where he had an RBI and a walk. Rayo gets ready for the deal from Paredes. And that one's upstairs for ball three, 3-0. Rayo last at bat, a single. He would eventually come home to score one of those two runs. The 3-1 pitch on the way from Wilkin, and that one's outside for ball four. So a leadoff base runner here for San Jose brings up Eston Lynn Cassiani to the plate. Stanlin Cassiani, 0-4 in yesterday's ball game. A pair of groundouts and a fly and two flyouts. Trying to advance base runners right here with your teammate Rayo over on first base. Here's a pitch from Wilkin, grounded to the right side. Modifi to second for one. Back to first base, and the throw is in time. Double play number 80 of the season, and there's two down here in the bottom of the fourth inning. The 3-6-3 DP. Visalia working on that one last week against Rancho at home. And it ends up working out perfectly in their favor right there. So with two down, we go back to the top of the order for Lispel Diaz. And that one's in there for a strike, 0-1. A guy who is 0-2 so far in the ballgame. Both times he's grounded out to the left side of the infield. One to short, one to third. 0-1 pitch on the way from Paredes. Does he go around? He does not, says the first base umpire, Chad Lagana. Lagana will be the home plate umpire for tomorrow's series finale. Meanwhile, Drew Buffelli will be the base umpire. Third and final game for Buffelli behind home plate. And now this one is fouled backwards, and the count is now 1-2. Foul ball brought to you by Porta Subs, your neighborhood sandwich shop, celebrating 50 years of slicing fresh. One ball, two strikes, two away. Paredes will steer down Diaz. He'll agree with Kenny Castillo for the pitch. Here's the deal. And this one's off the top of the bat. It'll be backhanded by Paredes, and he'll step on first base. Pitchers are athletes too, and Paredes shows it off right there to bring the inning to conclusion. No hits, no runs, no errors, and nobody left on base. We're through four at Excite Ballpark in San Jose. Visalia trails San Jose 2-1. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric BZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Kaweah Health, we hold that same belief, that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors. They are at the heart of what we do, no matter what job they hold.
Because when you set out to achieve something extraordinary, something so demanding yet so worthwhile, no job is too small. At Kaweah Health, all of our employees are making a difference in the way we care for our community. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Anderson Rojas will lead things off. First pitch swinging, and he's behind in the count 0-1. It'll be Anderson Rojas, Jefferson Pena, Yancel Luis due up 8-9-1 for Visalia. As that pitch is outside for ball 1-1-1. Dylan Carmouche, 53 pitches so far. And Anderson Rojas going to try to lay down a bunt. It looks good, and it is. Anderson Rojas gets his first hit of the ball game. Probably one of the more successful bunt attempters on this Rawhide team. And he places it perfectly just past the pitcher, Dylan Carmouche, but soft enough that Cio has a run in, unable to make a play out of it. And now it brings up Jefferson Pena to the plate, who's 0-1 in the ballgame. A 2-for-4 day yesterday for the Rawhide left fielder in a ballgame where he had a double and a single. And now that pitch is in there for a strike, 0-1. Pena had a run, an RBI as well. Also drew a walk in his final plate appearance back in the eighth. 0-1 pitch. Pena tries to lay down a bunt, throw down to second base, and Anderson Rojas will be gunned up. A caught stealing for Rojas. It's the second caught stealing of the ball game. Modifi earlier, and now Rojas here in the fifth. One down here in the inning. Rojas leads the team in stolen bases with 24. And a really nice throw there is in time. So the count is 0-2 to Pena. Breaking ball fouled off to the right side. And Pena will live to see it live here in this at-bat. It's the fifth time this season and that Anderson Rojas has been caught stealing. Only one other player has been caught stealing more. It's Yancel Luis at 7. That pitch is outside for a ball. Jefferson Pena looking to get Visalia back in this ball game, trailing by 1. And get a piece of that one and foul it off to the left side. Bottom of the order so far in this ball game for Visalia. Combined 2-for-5. Modifi with a single. Anderson Rojas with a single as well. Top of the Rawhide order combined 1-for-6. Carmouche's pitch on the way, and it will ring up Jefferson Pena on the inside corner. And there's now 2 down in the inning, and it's good for Carmouche's fifth strikeout of the ball game. Strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Gant. Yancel Luis will step up to the plate looking for hit number 10 of the series. In game number 5, 2-out pitch on the way. He'll show bunt, and he has a leap out of the way of that one. Unable to do so in time, he'll be hit in the foot. And Luis will step on base for the first time today. Gotta bring up Christopher Torin to the plate. Torin digs in with 51, 3-for-3, a pair of singles and a solo home run, his second of the season. And now the pitch to Prades on the way is in there for a strike, 0-1. Jack Payton, 0-for-2 in the ballgame with a ball game, a single and a strikeout, and make that 2 punch outs in the ballgame, a swing and a miss. And there's now 1 down here in the inning. And I'm going to end up bringing Angel Ortiz to the plate. So far in this ball game, 2-for-2. Not the most ideal base hits, but you'll take them where you can. Bunt sign shown here. That one's upstairs for ball 1-1-0. A ground ball over to first earlier in this ball game. A play where Jack Payton stepped on the bag late, and then a ground ball over to second where Cio backed up too late on it. And as a result, Ortiz got on base. One ball, one strike with one down. Pitch to Ortiz is outside for a ball, and the count is out 2-1. Talked about earlier Visalia's success since post-Fresno series. Angel Ortiz has been one of the best batters since that time. 38 hits since May 28th, the second most on this Rawhide team. Talked about in that series prior to Fresno, he's batting 091. And Ortiz on the outside corner, ball 3-2. Dylan Carmouche, 78 pitches so far. Let's see if he can get into an extra inning right here or if this will be the end of his ball game. Likely be the end of Wilkin Prates' ball game as he sits at 89 pitches here in the ball game. 3-2 with one away. Payoff pitch outside, ball 4. And are bringing up Ruben Santana to the plate. Visalia will get a base runner here. Rubens 0-2 in the ball game, following the two-hit day yesterday. Pause at the chest here. The pitch lifted into left field. Diaz will move over and make the grab for out number two. A line drive to left. And it brings up Modifi Marte to the plate.
We can do this all day, but let's do it one more time. It's tonight's beer batter.
Okay. Modifi Marte steps up to the plate. A runner on first. Visalia has stranded just three batters in this ballgame. Two in the first, one in the fourth. The pitch to Modifi's in there for a strike, 0-1. Modifi 1-2 in the ballgame with a single and a flyout. 0-1, 0-2A. Carmouche looks at first before the deal, and that one's downstairs for a ball. The count is now 1-1. Modifi was caught stealing back in the second inning. Last at bat flew out to Lisbel Diaz, who's been pretty active throughout this ballgame. 1-1 pitch on the way. Swung on and missed. He's out in front of that one, and the count is now 1-2 as Marte uses his batter's timeout and step out of the box. 1-2 away here in the top half of the sixth inning. Dylan Carmouche looking to go through six innings of work while only allowing one run. 1-2 pitch on the way, swing and a miss, strike 3. And the inning will come to a conclusion. A pair of strikeouts for Dylan Carmouche here in the top half of the sixth inning. And San Jose leads Visalia 3-1. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
There are only three things a man really loves. His truck, his truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot. Make that five things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop, located in Visalia at 715 East Essequia. They are a third-generation, family-owned body shop, have great customer service and free estimates. You'll have your truck or your wife's car back to pre-collision condition in no time. And listen up, this is important. In the state of California, you have the right to choose the body shop you want to repair your vehicle. Gus understands how overwhelming the process can be. He'll help you with the insurance claim, the car rental, and even picks up and drops off your car. Now that's good old-fashioned customer service. Don't fuss. Call Gus at 625-3636. That's right, 625-3636. Gus's Body Shop, where your satisfaction is our reputation.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn how our cash management services can support your business at valleystrong.com.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. New pitcher in the ballgame for Visalia. be Jorge Mangetti on the mound for the Hyde. First pitch on the way, and that one is fouled off to the right side. Should say pitch number two, and the count is now 0-2. Jorge Mangetti here in 2024. His third game, 2-0, 0.0 ERA through 7 2/3 innings of work, 6 strikeouts. Mangetti, one of the more recent additions here for Visalia. Mangetti added on June 23rd. That was right before the Inland Empire Series. And that pitch is outside for ball one, 1-2. Mangetti will face off against Giancarlo Cio, Ramon Peralta, and Elian Arroyo. Here's the pitch, and that one is outside for a ball, and the count is now 2-2. Giancarlo Cio so far in this ball game, a single and a ground out. One of 8 hits against Wilkin Prates in this ball game. The deal, that one is outside for ball 3-2. Final numbers for Wilkin Prates in this ball game. He goes 5 innings of work, 8 hits, 3 earned runs, 4 strikeouts and 2 walks. And now that pitch swung on and missed. And Mangetti faces the first batter, and he strikes him out. Strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Guillen. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. Brings up Ramon Peralta to the plate. Here's the pitch, and that one is in there for a strike, 0-1. Peralta a single back in the second. He also flew out to center earlier. 0-1 pitch. That one's hit on a line. It'll be one bounce to Taurine. Throw to first base is in time. Shows off the arm on that throw. And there's now two down here in the inning. Brings up Elian Arroyo to the plate. Elian Arroyo with a single and a walk so far in this ball game. Get ready for his first pitch from Mangetti. This one's popped up into center field. Anderson Rojas will come in 3 steps at most, and he'll be underneath it for the grab, and the inning will come to a conclusion. Mangetti sits down the side in order for the first time tonight, and we are through 6 innings of work here at Excite Ballpark in San Jose. Giants 3, Rawhide 1. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball by SaliaRawhide.com.
Toyota's safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring. And get the fourth for only $1. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy 3 new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and signed vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on a legendary Tacoma. Check out the powerful Tundra. Or lease a Tacoma Double Cab 4x4 for as low as $369 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go!
Toyota, let's go places.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's ABM, the number one, .com.
Both managers have decided to go to the bullpen, and this time it will be Dylan Carmouche, whose ball game will come to a conclusion in exchange for Mikel Manzano. Pitching change brought to you by Rescom Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone, say hello to Rescom, and bye-bye bugs. Final numbers for Dylan Carmouche in today's ball game: 6 innings of work, 6 hits, 1 earned run. He struck out 7 batters and walked a pair. 0-1 pitch on the way to Rojas, and that one's inside for a ball. The count is now 1-1. Manzano, 6'140", the 21-year-old right-hander out of Venezuela. He gets ready for the pitch, and Rojas on a line over to second, and Sia will be there for the grab for out number one. Brings up Jefferson Pena to the plate. Manzano here in 2024 with the Giants is his fourth game of the season. An 11.0 ERA where he struck out six batters and walked one. Originally started things off in the Arizona Complex League where he was 3-1 with a 3.03 ERA. He appeared in nine games out in the ACL. And now that pitch is bounced outside for ball one, 1-0. 28 strikeouts, 14 walks in his time in the Complex League. Fourth year in the Giants organization. Manzano's pitch bounced in for ball two. Seems to have lost his footing on the last two pitches. Originally signed as a free agent on July 2nd of 2019. 2-0 pitch, Pena goes around, and the strike, and the count is now 2-1. Manzano's dealt with several injuries throughout his time here to San Jose. And now that pitch is outside for ball three, 3-1. Last time San Jose used Manzano, you go back to July 5th. That was last Friday night. In a ballgame where he went three innings of work and gave up two earned runs. Gave up a home run in that ballgame and two strikeouts. 3-1 with one away. Here's the pitch to Pena, outside ball four. And just like that, Visalia has the tying run at the plate. A walk brought to you by JP Electric and Solar, Visalia's number one electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com. The Rawhide have three walks in this ballgame. All three have come in the last three innings. And now you got Yancel Luis at the plate, who's 0-2 in the ballgame. Last time out, he was hit by a pitch. A pitch from Manzano is outside for ball one, 1-0. And Visalia has seemed to do a majority of their damage so far in the last three games off of the bullpen. The 1-0 deal to Luis. He gets a piece of that one, tries to go opposite field, dropping quickly. However, Diaz is there for the grab, out number two. Rain will step up to the plate, 0-2 in the ballgame. The Terrain's got Pena over at first base. Manzano's pitch on the way, and that one's inside for strike number one. Tomorrow's series finale, once again, another 5 p.m. start time. It'll be Josh Bostic on the mound for San Jose. Meanwhile, for Visalia, it'll be the southpaw Adonis Perez. 0-1 downstairs. Pena's going to go. Here comes the throw, and it is not in time. So Jefferson Pena will get over to second base. And the Rawhide will have a runner in scoring position, not something that's been very common throughout this ballgame for the Hide. Block just tried to kind of stab at it, and as a result, it allows Pena to get over to second base. Green looking for his fourth hit of the series. A glance at second. 2-1 with two down. Once again, Pena in motion. Torino will send that one into left field. Diaz charges in. He'll dive and he'll drop in for a base hit. Pena will come home to score, and the Rawhide are back within one. It's 3-2. It was a hit and a run. Pena was halfway over to third base by the time the ball was dropped. So Pena gets a ninth stolen bag of the season and a run as well. And it brings up Demetrio Crisantes to the plate. Pitch on the way. That one's outside for a ball. Pickoff attempt at first. Reen dives back in safely. Crisantes, 17 hits in the month of July. That's tied for the most on this Rawhide team. Also currently rides a 15-game on-base streak. That's the ninth longest active streak in the league. And Crisantes will send that one into right field. However, the right fielder Quintas is there for the grab. And the inning will come to a conclusion. Visalia attacks on a run. They cut the lead down to a one-run game. San Jose 3, Visalia 2. Time to stretch here at Excite Ballpark in San Jose. You listen to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
Attention Central Valley residents. Are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Bowles Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Bowles Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Bowles Comfort way.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Leading things off will be Eston Lynn Cassiani. Cassiani, Diaz, Schlager. 9-1 and 2 do up for the Giants here in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Rye tacked on a run in the top half of the frame. Jose Benjetti can keep it at the lead it currently stands. And that pitch is inside for ball 1-1-1. Time to talk about the California League here on this Saturday night. Lake Elsinore and Fresno are the only other game in action. As that pitch is outside for a ball 1-1. The top of the sixth inning, Lake Elsinore 0, Fresno 0. The Grizzlies have put together five hits, and they're threatening to add on right now with runners on the corners and two-way. And now this ball is grounded to the right side, an attempted pick by Marte. And that one's going to sneak into outfield for a base runner here for the Giants. And that will send us here to the top of the order once again. Jetty at the belt. Here's his pitch. Hard hit shot to third. An attempt by Santana. He was able to prevent it from rolling into outfield. However, that's all it will be. Unable to make a play anywhere, and it will go down as a hit. So it'll be San Jose's second hit of the inning, and now runners on first and second. Luke Schlager at the plate. A pair of singles and a strikeout here in this ball game. Got Cassiani at second. Diaz at first. The pitch on the way. That one's in there for a strike, and the count is now 0-1. Benjetti gets ready for his 14th pitch of the ball game. Now a pause at the belt before the deal. There's a kick from Benjetti. That one's fouled off to the left side, and the count is now 0-2. Batter timeout called here by Schlager. As you go through the rest of the scores around the California League, Inland Empire and Modesto starting about 5 minutes late here today. Here's a pitch from Benjetti. That one's fouled to the left side once again. Lastly, out at Banner Island Ballpark in Stockton, that'll be the final start of the day, starting at 7:05 p.m. That's all your scores around the California League and the Diamondbacks organization. The Major League Club will get started at 7:05 from Chase Field. Breaking ball just a bit outside. And the count is now 1-2. Arizona get ready to wrap up their series tomorrow afternoon against the Blue Jays. One ball, two strikes, no outs. Here's the kick and the fire. And that one's upstairs for ball two, 2-2. Yesterday, the D-backs taking 10 innings to defeat the Jays. Final score 5-4. Two balls, two strikes. Jetty will get ready for the pitch here, looking for his first out of the frame. And that will spin off and look back over at second. Pitch on the way. That one's ripped into right field. Charging in is Angel Ortiz. He'll scoop it up in right field. Make the throw in, and all of a sudden, bases are loaded here for San Jose in the bottom of the seventh inning. Luke Schlieger, his third hit of the night. Diaz to second, Cassiani to third. And now pitching coach Tyler Mark will make his way out of the Rawhide dugout and have a word with his Rawhide infield. Mound visit brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, reminding you that a good therapist is like a great coach. And sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, now open in Visalia. So Charlie Zaccone is already 3-for-3 in the ball game. And if you're Visalia, likely the last batter you want to see stepping up to the plate. San Jose, 10 hits in the ball game compared to Visalia, 7. Right, or return home to Valley Strong Ballpark next Friday night for a three-game series against the 66ers. For a six-game set against Lake Elsinore, they'll finish off the month of July with two home games against Stockton. Bases loaded, no outs. Infield plays in. Zaccone is batting .339. Here's the first pitch. Outside, ball one, 1-0. Zaccone, the solo home run in the fifth after the strikeout swinging to Luke Schlieger. One ball, no strikes, two away. Here's the pitch to Schlieger. And that one is ripped in right field. Should say Zaccone at the wall. Will make the grab as Ortiz. But it'll be a sack fly that will score home a run. Cassiani scores easily. And San Jose tacks on a run. They now lead 4-2. Better advance Diaz over to third. Schlieger will stay at first. And Zaccone makes this a two-run ball game. Raymond Jetty will stare down Jack Payton. One of the last two batters he's not facing this ball game, Payton and Quintas. And that pitch is in there for a strike, 0-1. San Jose 10 hits in the ballgame, Visalia 7. Giants looking to capture the win here, and a hit by pitch. Jack Payton hit in the left elbow guard, and once again, bases are loaded, bringing up Cesar Quintas to the plate. An elbow guard has been such an important part of baseball here over the last decade. Takes a fastball inside. We got Quintas at the plate, 0-2 in the ball game. Last time out, he flew out into right field. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. 0-1. 7 home runs on the season. And home run number 8 right here could put this game out of reach right now. 0-1 with one away. Bottom 7 in game 5 of the 6-game series. That pitch outside, ball 1. The winner of this ball game guarantees at least a series split heading into tomorrow's ball game. 1-1 with one away. Vangetti at the chest. Here's the fire, and that one swung on a miss. Count is now 1-2. Vangetti just one strikeout in this ball game. It was Giancarlo Cio. One ball, two strikes, one away. Quintas, 7 hits against Visalia. It's one of the most on the team. Vangetti will bounce this one into Kenny Castillo. One run will come home to score. It's Lisbel Diaz. And now San Jose leads 5-2 here in the inning. They'll go down as a wild pitch. Luke Schlieger to third. Jack Payton to second. That's a tough block to ask for Castillo. He's trying to stab at it, and the ball just kind of ramped up his left arm. And nearly all the way up the backstop, and now a called strike 3 on Quintas makes their 2 down in the inning. Strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Guillen. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. And with that, it brings up Giancarlo Cio to the plate, who is 1-for-3 in the ball game. Now we'll have to hold off as manager D. Garner is going to make his way out to the mound, and Mangetti's ball game will officially come to a conclusion. Giants lead Visalia 5-2. And when we come back, we'll have Mangetti's number and the new pitcher's numbers. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball, visaliarawhide.com.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cahuilla Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Cahuilla Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad. Cahuilla Health, más que medicina, vida.
Cahuilla Health, más que medicina, vida.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Cahuilla Health, we hold that same belief, that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors. They are at the heart of what we do, no matter what job they hold. Because when you set out to achieve something...
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Giancarlo Cio to lead things off. Foul pitch here makes the count 0-1. Pitch and change brought to you by ResCom Pest Control. Protecting customers, homes, and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye bugs. Sam Knowlton is a new pitcher in the ballgame for Visalia. 2023 draft pickup. 12th round last season, last summer. That pitch is outside for a ball 1-1. Pitch on the outside for a ball 2-2-1. Nolan one of nine Rawhide players who were drafted in last year's draft class playing here for Visalia. Sam Knowlton, $150,000 signing bonus out of the University of South Alabama. And now this one's in the left center field. It'll drop in for a base hit. One run will come home. Here comes the second. Sio will go to second. He'll stand up there. Runs will come home to score. It'll be Schlicker alongside Payton. And it's now a 5-2 ball game here in the bottom, or 7-2 ball game here in the bottom of the seventh inning. So a two-run RBI double from Giancarlo Sio is second of the ball game. A pitch on the way from Knowlton, swung on and missed, and the count is 0-1. So Visalia will have the uphill climb to make, trailing by five with just six outs to work with. Talking about the last year's draft class, less than 24 hours away from the 2024 MLB draft. Pitches outside, throw down to third, and the tag is not in time. Ruben Santana had a leapfrog over the stolen base from Sio, and the tag was on the backside, unable to work out in his favor. So now a runner 90 feet away from scoring. And 2 the count to Peralta, breaking ball in there for a strike. 1-2 count here for Peralta, 8th batter of the inning. Here's the pitch from Knowlton, and that one's grounded up the middle. Crisantes will make the grab after it, but he stabs it into outfield. It bounces out of his glove. Another run will come home to score. It'll be Sio. And now San Jose leads this ball game 8-2 here in the bottom of the seventh. Elian Raya, the final batter to step up to the plate here in this inning. It'll be Peralta's second hit of the ball game. A 2-out pitch on the way, and that one's inside for ball one, 1-0. One ball, no strikes, two away. Here's the pitch to Rio with Visalia trailing by six. And that pitch is swung on and missed, 1-1 with two away. Talking about that draft tomorrow afternoon starting at 4 p.m. The Cleveland Guardians will have the first overall pick, followed by the Cincinnati Reds. This pitch fouled off to the right side, 1-2. It'll be Cleveland 1, Cincinnati 2, Colorado 3. Followed by the A's at the 4 spot, the Chicago White Sox will have the 5th pick. However, Visalia, they'll have 3 selections within 7 picks. They have the 29th overall pick. And every team gets in the top 30. The D-backs have 29 after winning the National League Championship last season. Texas will have pick number 30. However, just 2 picks after 29, they'll have the 31st pick for the incentive pick for Corbin Carroll, winning National League Rookie of the Year last season. This ball is lifted into left field, charging in is Pena. That one's going to drop in for a base hit. 14th hit of the night here for San Jose, and it goes back to Estanlan Cassiani to the plate. So picks 29 and 31 for the D-backs tomorrow night. And then in the competitive balance round A, the D-backs will have pick number 35. That pick is awarded to the top 10 smallest markets or top 10 smallest revenue pools in Major League Baseball. With them alternating each year, Visalia had competitive balance round B last season where they picked up Caden Grice. Grice currently on the Visalia IL, one of 2 players on the injured list, along with Edgar Isaiah. 1-0 pitch on the way, swung on and missed, and the count is now 1-1. So not a bad around 30 to 35 for Arizona. 1-1 pitch, grounded to the right side. That one's going to sneak off of Nolan's glove. And Dimitri Crisantis luckily will be able to recover and apply the tag in time. And the inning will finally come to a conclusion. But San Jose puts together five runs on five hits in the bottom of the seventh inning. And they lead Visalia 8-2 heading into the eighth inning. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
There are only three things a man really loves: his truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot. Make that five things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop, located in Visalia at 715 East Essequia. They are a third-generation, family-owned body shop, have great customer service and free estimates. You'll have your truck or your wife's car back to pre-collision condition in no time. And listen up, this is important. In the state of California, you have the right to choose the body shop you want to repair your vehicle. Gus understands how overwhelming the process can be. He'll help you with the insurance claim, the car rental, and even picks up and drops off your car. Now that's good old-fashioned customer service. Don't fuss. Call Gus at 625-3636. That's right, 625-3636. Gus's Body Shop, where your satisfaction is our reputation.
Grab the key.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here in the top of the eighth. San Jose breaking this ball game open thanks to five runs in the bottom half of the frame. 8-2 is your score here. Michael Manzano remains on the mound here for San Jose. That'll be Kenny Castillo, Angel Ortiz, Ruben Santana due up in the inning. 4, 5, and 6. 0-1 pitch on the way to Kenny, and that one is outside for ball one. 1-1. 1-1 pitch on the way to the Rawhide catcher, and that one's sent into center field. Backwards is Cassiani. At the warning track, he's going to look up. It's going to bounce halfway up the wall. Castillo will go over to second base. It'll be a leadoff double. Bring up Angel Ortiz to the plate. All Rawhide hits the season brought to you by Gus's Auto Body Shop. Give them a visit today at Gus's Body Shop, Visalia.com. Bring up Angel Ortiz to the plate. Earlier today, the 2024 Futures game out at Arlington, Texas. All the top prospects and all of Major League Baseball meeting to begin All-Star Week. That pitch on the way, and that one is low for ball one, 1-0. Drew Jones got to participate today for the National League. It was Drew Jones alongside Davison De Los Santos, two players representing Arizona. And the pitch to Ortiz is in there for a strike, 1-1. Drew Jones was one of only three National League players to play the full game. 0-for-1, drew three walks in today's ballgame. Showed very good patience at the plate. 1-1 pitch on the way. And that one's in there for a strike, 1-2. The one time Drew was retired, it was a line drive over to second base on a ball that was over 100 miles per hour off the bat. One ball, two strikes to Ortiz. He rips that one into center field. Kenny Castillo will be held up at third base, and Visalia has runners on the corners to begin this eighth inning. Castillo at third, Ortiz at first. Drew had a lot of attention on him throughout the ball game today. He was mic'd up during the game. And during one of his times out in center field, Mark DeRosa, who coached Team USA, was on the broadcast today. Here's the pitch to Santana. It's in there for a strike, 0-1. And DeRosa mentioned he remembered playing with Jones's dad when he was in the majors. And he remembered Drew Jones at a young age of 5 and 6 years old, bringing the bat during the batting cages when his dad was playing with the Braves. And Mark DeRosa described it as it was written in the stars for Drew to be a future major leaguer. Former second overall pick in 2022. No balls, two strikes, but no outs. Drew a couple putouts as well in today's ball game. And now Santana, broken bat, ground ball over to short for second for one, down to first in time. It's a 6-4-3 DP that will score Kenny Castillo. And San Jose now leads the ball game 8-3 in the eighth. Castillo scores easily. No RBI here. Ortiz is out at second base. Bases are empty here for Modifi Marte. Pitch outside for ball one, 1-0. Typically not one of the biggest fans of the mic'd up players. However, in an all-star game, in a futures game, not necessarily anything on the line in a game like that. A pitch on the outside corner for strike one, 1-1. You get to see kind of the players, the way they act and perform on the field. That pitch is outside for ball two, 2-1. One of the players that was mic'd up today was Max Clark, Tigers' number one prospect in the Detroit organization. That one's grounded over to second. It'll be scooped up by Cio. It stops to first base in time. We'll talk a little bit more about that when we return. However, Visalia is able to tack on one run on the board off of two hits and leave the bases empty. San Jose 8, Visalia 3. We head to the bottom of the eighth inning. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Before he put the ball in play, 2-2, no outs. Here's the pitch. And that one swung on and foul tip, so there's one down here in the inning. Not one of the things you really think about whenever players are at the plate. Communication between them and the umpires. Obviously not every player is going to do that. But interested to see one of the younger talents doing that in the form of Max Clark. So with one down now, you got Luke Schlicker stepping up to the plate. That pitch is upstairs for ball one, 1-0. Futures game MVP Cam Collier, 2024 Larry Dobby Most Valuable Player. That pitch is outside, ball two. Ken Griffey Jr. awarded Collier the award after the ball game. Cam, the number three prospect in the Cincinnati Reds organization and the 80th overall prospect according to Major League Baseball. Collier went 1-for-2 in the ball game with a 409-foot bomb that was 105 miles per hour off the bat. 3-0 pitch from Knowlton's outside for ball four, so a runner on first with one away. Fourth time today that Schlicker will get on base, and now brings up Charlie Zaccone to the plate, who's 3-for-3 in the ball game. Home run from Collier out of Globe Life Field. One of two home runs hit in today's ball game. Drake Baldwin, the number 11th ranked prospect in the Braves organization. A 411-foot home run that was 107 off the bat. Major talk as of lately have been exit velos have continued to climb here over the past 10 years. 0-1 pitch on the way is outside for a ball. And the count is now 1-1. Baldwin's home run, the more important or more interesting thing about that was the launch angle of that home run. Just 21 degrees off the bat on Baldwin's home run. And the broadcast is saying initially it looked like it would just be a fly out to left. With how quickly that ball got off the bat, it just sailed right into the left field bullpen out in Arlington. 1-2 pitch to Schlicker, excuse me, to Zaccone, and that one's fouled off to the left side. One ball, two strikes, one away. Nolan will hold at the chest. Here's the pitch. A ground ball to the left side. Charging over Santana. Gets second for one. Down to first, not in time. The fielder's choice will allow Zaccone to get on base. And now brings up Jack Payton to the plate. Two down in the inning. Jack Payton looking to add on an insurance run. San Jose leads the ballgame 8-3. Breaking ball in there for a strike, 0-1. It'd be Anderson, Rojas, Jefferson Pena, Yancel Luis, 8-9-1. Do it for Visalia in the final frame. 0-1 with two away. Here's the pitch, and that one's going to hit Payton square on the number seven in his back. And runners on first and second here for the Giants. Second hit batsman here for San Jose. Zaccone will go to second, Payton to first, and it brings up Cesar Quintas to the plate. And now manager D. Gardner is going to make his way out to the mound, so that will be the end of the ball game here for Sam Nolan. And when we come back, we'll have Nolan's numbers and the new Rawhide pitcher. Listen to Rawhide Baseball by CLARawhide.com.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cahuilla Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Cahuilla Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad. Cahuilla Health, más que medicina, vida.
Cahuilla Health, más que medicina, vida.
There are only three things a man really loves: his truck, and his truck. Oh shoot, make that five things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus.
Eight-three ball game here in the bottom half of the eighth inning. San Jose looking to add on a few more runs here with two away. As it brings up Cesar Quintas to the plate. Seven home runs on the season with 38 RBIs. New pitcher in the ball game is Peña Lotano. Pitching change brought to you by ResCom Pest Control, protecting customers, homes, and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye bugs. Sam Nolan, an inning of work, three hits, one earned run. And Otano's pitch is fouled off to the right side, 0-2. Three hits, one earned run, a strikeout, and a walk as well for Nolan in this ball game. Otano comes in 6'4", 190, the 23-year-old right-hander out of the Dominican Republic. Otano's 0-2, just a bit outside for ball one. Trying to target that outside corner, unable to do so. Quintas has struck out twice in this ball game. He's also walked as well. One ball, two strikes, two away. Here's Otano's pitch. Inside jam shot. Quintas fouls that one off to the right side. One ball, two strikes, two away. Otano looking to send this to the ninth. Here's his pitch once again inside of the handlebars. But a good job by Quintas just getting a piece of it and dropping it backwards. One and two, a two-way. Here's a pitch from Otano. It's outside for ball two, two and two. Eight, nine, and one due up for Visalia in the ninth. Trying to mount one of their largest comebacks of the season, but they got to get through this bottom half of the eighth inning. Two and two, a two-way. Otano's pitch. Outside corner, strike three called. And the inning will come to a conclusion, and it's one last chance to dance for Visalia here in the top half of the ninth inning. No hits, no runs, no errors. Two runners left on base. It is Anderson Rojas, Jefferson Pena, and Yancel Luis due up. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron. When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Attention Central Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
Moving to the top half of the ninth inning, Anderson Rojas, Jefferson Pena, Yancel Luis due up. Rojas 1-for-3 in this ballgame with a bunt single. Here's the pitch, and that one is in there for a strike, 0-1. Anderson Rojas, the only batter with a hit that is due up in the inning, and that one's in there for a strike, 0-2. Visalia scored a run in the first, a run in the seventh, and one in the eighth. We're going to need a lot more than just one run to come back into this ball game right here. 0-2 pitch on the way, and that one sent into center and just past the outstretched arm of Ramon Peralta, and Visalia has a runner aboard here in the top half of the ninth inning. So tomorrow by this time, the D-back will likely already have their first round pick and their incentive pick as well. And you wonder what the D-backs trend will be going into tomorrow's drafting. That pitch is in there for a strike, 0-1. General manager Mike Hazen said this is a very confident drafting front office, as that one will go in the dirt and it'll advance Anderson Rojas over to second base, and it'll be a wild pitch. So the Rawhide, a runner in scoring position, but he said a lot of the guys in the room, not a lot of ego, just trying to make the right pick, not concerned about where the Diamondbacks are in the order. They just want a player that is athletic, and a major trend over the last couple of years, players that can play the middle of the diamond. 1-1 pitch outside for ball two, 2-1. And it's been a Diamondbacks draft as of lately, it's looked pretty good. You look at Corbin Carroll, a 2019 first-round pick, the current right fielder, National League Rookie of the Year. Ground ball over to third. Bare hand grabbed at first base, and it goes past Peyton. Rojas will score easily. Peña will go over to second. And Visalia attacks on a run here in the top half of the ninth inning. They trail 8-4. So go down as a hit and an error. The error will score Rojas. And Peña will have his first hit of the ball game. Comes home to score off of the E5 throwing error. And now we go back to the top of the order here for Yancel Luis, who's 0-for-3 in the ballgame. Mistakes happen. That's why your local State Farm agent, Patrick Salazar, is in your corner. Good neighborhood service, surprisingly great rates. Give Patrick a call today at 625-2318. The pitch on the way to Luis is outside for ball one, 1-0. Going back to recent draft picks, 2019 had Corbin Carroll out and right. The pitch to Luis is fouled backwards. Count is now 1-1. 2018 second-round draft pick, Alec Thomas, currently manned center field. And then the 2017 pick traded for Dalton Varsho brought Lourdes Gurriel to the D-backs. It's a pretty young outfield out in Phoenix. 1-1 pitch on the way. And that one is downstairs for ball 2-1. Last year, the 12th overall pick, Tommy Troy out of Stanford, went straight to Hillsboro. And now Luis grounds this one off to the right side. We didn't see Caden Grice until late. But straight out of the draft, we did see Jack Hurley, the 80th overall pick out of Virginia Tech, alongside Kevin Sim out of the University of San Diego. Kevin Sim's father was actually a star in the KBO. And Luis, a foul tip here. His dad, Chongsu Shim, nicknamed Hercules, hit more than 300 homers during his career out in the KBO before the family would move to San Diego when Kevin Sim was just 7. Decided to play his collegiate playing days out in San Diego. 2 balls, 2 strikes, no outs. Here's the pitch to Luis. Hard hit shot to right, but it lands right of the first base bag, so the count is foul. Meanwhile, for Jack Hurley, he was described as good bat-to-ball skills. He also showed power as well, hitting his first home run in August in Oaks weekend when Visalia was playing the Stockton Ports. Luis gets a piece of that one, fouls it off to the left side. Foul ball brought to you by Porta Subs, your neighborhood sandwich shop celebrating 50 years of slicing fresh. It'll be interesting to see if Visalia will get one of those early draft picks or will he go straight to Hillsboro, will he start in the complex league. All things to think about here starting tomorrow. 2-2 pitch on the way. Luis once again fouls that one off to the right side. Two balls, two strikes, no outs. A combined 24 hits in this ball game. 13 for San Jose, 11 for Visalia. 2 balls, 2 strikes. A runner at second is Jefferson Peña. The pitch to Luis. That one sent into center field. And it's going to drop in the glove of Cassiani in center for out number one. Fourth time tonight, Luis has sat down, and it's going to bring up Christopher Torin to the plate. Torin so far in the ballgame, 1-for-3, a single and 2 strikeouts. Rain was brought to Visalia a little after July 4th last season. This ball popped up on the right side, and the first baseman, Jack Payton, will be underneath it for out number 2. Brings up Demetrio Crisantes to the plate. The 19-year-old will get ready to step up to the plate here for the Rawhide and look to keep this ball game alive. Here's the pitch, runner in motion, throw down to third base, And Jefferson Pena will easily advance over there. Demetrio Cresantes 90 feet away from adding on another run for the Hive. Cresantes, seventh round draft pick back in 2022. Here's his pitch. Lifted into left center field. Coming over is Cassiani along with Diaz. It will give way to Cassiani in center, and the ball game will come to a conclusion. Visalia tacks on a run here in the top of the ninth inning, but not enough to mount a rally. And with the win from San Jose, it guarantees them at least a series split heading into tomorrow's game six of the series. Final score, San Jose 8, Visalia 4. What's up aside, and when we come back, we'll take a look at the numbers here in this ball game, and we'll get you ready for the series finale here at Excite Ballpark in San Jose. Giants 8, Rawhide 4. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at visaliarawhide.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Uno de los 20 hospitales en California y uno de los dos en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Korea Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Attention Central Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Bowles Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Bowles Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Bowles Comfort way.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here at visaliarawhide.com. Final score, San Jose 8, Visalia 4. And we go through this ball game from the start. Demetrio Cresantes had the first hit of the ball game, a single. He would eventually come home to score a run after two quick outs from Dylan Carmouche. Visalia, at the end of one inning of work, led the ball game 1-0. However, in the bottom of the second, San Jose would take their first lead of the ball game thanks to back-to-back hits from Ramon Peralta and Elian Arroyo. A RBI single from Luke Schlicker would bring the two runs to come home to score. So at the end of two, San Jose led the ballgame 2-1. We wouldn't see any more scoring until the bottom of the fifth inning. It'd be a solo home run from Charlie Zaccone, his second home run of the year. And San Jose led the ballgame 3-0. Then in the top of the seventh inning, Visalia tries to tack on a run. They trail the ballgame 3-2 thanks to a run scored from Kenny Castillo. Then in the bottom of the seventh inning, however, five runs come home to score. San Jose bats through the order once. Estanlan Cassiani would be the 10th batter, who would finally be the retirement. Five runs, five hits, one error, and two runners left on base through seven here in San Jose. Then in the top of the eighth inning, it'd be a leadoff double from Kenny Castillo. He'd eventually come home to score on a 6-4-3 double play from Ruben Santana. And then Visalia would tack on another run in the top of the ninth inning, but one run too late. Visalia scores three runs over the last three frames. However, they fall in this game by four runs. Final score, 8-4. Dylan Carmouche receives a win tonight. He's now 8-1 with a 2.85 ERA. Meanwhile, Wilkin Prady suffers a loss. He's now 3-4. And the save goes to Michael Manzano, his first of the year. He has a 5.14 ERA. We'll step aside, and when we come back, we'll take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard, and we'll get you ready for the series finale between the Giants and the Rawhide. Listen to Rawhide Baseball at visaliarawhide.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota.
Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient Camry. Or lease a Camry for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley business is Valley Strong. Learn how our cash management services can support your business at valleystrong.com.
Get ready to wrap things up here on this Saturday night in San Jose. Final score, Giants 8, Rawhide 4. As we take a look around the California League, Fresno in a tight one over Lake Elsinore, 1-0. That ball game is headed to the bottom of the eighth. However, Lake Elsinore has runners on second and third with two away, so they're trying to tie things up here in the late stages of the ball game at Diamond Stadium. Meanwhile, out at San Manuel Stadium in San Bernardino, Modesto currently leads 2-0. That ball game just finished two innings of work. And then lastly, out in Stockton, the Ports lead 3-1 over the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. Visalia, after their loss today, they would like a little bit of help and hope that the two teams below them suffer losses today. Meanwhile, around the Arizona Diamondbacks organization, Hillsboro and Tri-City just got underway. Hillsboro and the Dust Devils currently tied up 0-0 at the end of two. Meanwhile, at the double-A level, San Antonio leads Amarillo 5-3. That ballgame is in the top of the ninth inning. However, the tying run is currently at the plate in the form of Christian Robinson. Lastly, at the triple-A level, the Reno Aces and Round Rock Express currently 2-0 out in Nevada. And then at the major league level, the Arizona Diamondbacks and Toronto Blue Jays just got underway. The score out there 1-0 in the top of the second inning. Tomorrow's starting pitcher for San Jose, it'll be the right-hander Josh Bostic. So far in 2024, 0-7 with a 5.37 ERA. 17 games he's pitched in. He'll make his 16th start of the season. Last time we saw him on the mound was on Tuesday when he came in for Lee for Robbie Ray. He went four innings of work, four hits, no earned runs, and a ball game that San Jose ultimately goes on to defeat Visalia. Meanwhile, for the Rawhide, it will be the southpaw Adonis Perez on the mound. He's won his last two starts. He's 3-5 with a 6.03 ERA, 64 strikeouts, and 28 walks. Last time we saw Adonis was this past Saturday against Rancho in a ballgame where he went five innings of work, gave up four earned runs, struck out three batters, and walked two. So that's the starting pitchers for tomorrow's ballgame. Meanwhile, from Excite Ballpark in San Jose, the Giants take game five of the six-game series, final score 8-4. Giants, 8 runs, 13 hits, 1 error. Meanwhile, for Visalia, 4 runs, 11 hits, and 1 error. Dylan Carmouche receives a win. He's now 8-1 with a 2.85 ERA. Wilkin Prady suffers a loss. He's 3-4. And meanwhile, the saving pitcher for today is Michael Manzano. It's his first of the season. Took us 2 hours and 23 minutes to play today's ballgame in front of a crowd of 2,420 fans. Tomorrow's ballgame, once again, a 5 p.m. first pitch. We'll be live on the air starting at 4:50 p.m. So until we talk tomorrow night, we get ready for the series finale on Sunday. Joey Gonzalez, and have a great night, and go Rawhide.